Gospel acclamation. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourself a new heart, a new spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the Jews who had come to Mary and seen what Jesus had done began to believe in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees convened the Sanhedrin and said, "What are we going to do? This man is performing many signs. If you leave him alone, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our name and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing, nor do you consider that it is better for you that one man should die instead of the people, so that the whole nation may not perish." He did not say this on his own, but he was high priest for that year. He prophesied that Jesus was going to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but also to gather into one of the dispersed children of God. So from that day on, they planned to kill him. So Jesus no longer walked about in public among the Jews, but he left for the region near the desert, to a town called Ephraim, and there he remained with his people's disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was near, and many went up from the country to Jerusalem before Passover to purify themselves. They looked for Jesus and said to one another as they were in a temple area, "What do you think? That he will not come to the feast?" Gospel of the Lord. People are waiting for Jesus to come. Some for curiosity. Some really want to listen to him. But some want to capture him and put him to death. We ask ourselves, are we following Jesus? Are we listening to his voice? Are we like the Pharisees, just apparently listen to his voice, but in the heart, no conversion at all, even to kill him? We have to ask special grace that our heart be always turned to Jesus. Our Heavenly Mother come to earth many times to teach us, to let us know that Jesus is always with us. She always invites us to come before his Son. Thank you, our Heavenly Mother, to teach us, to guide us. And thank you, Jesus, that you always, even when we are looking at you, you still look at us. Even when we're going away, still you walk after us. You will keep us always by your side. Many times we do not trust enough. Jesus, teach us, give us the grace that we can trust you. As what you taught Sister Faustina, these beautiful phrases, "Jesus, I trust in you." That's the only way we can be away from temptation. Therefore, it's always want us to be away from Jesus. The only way is not to negotiate, but to turn our
face towards the Lord. He's the light. He's the peace. He's a joy for us. Jesus, please give me a helping hand. Jesus, I love you.